And we live,
Hello,
baby.
hello, hello, and welcome back from our anniversary. Is that accurate?
Anniversary was
After
2 weeks
our
ago, or like
anniversary,
2, 3 weeks ago.
we are back and better than ever to the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host,
Sleepy JoJo.
and you know your girl Tamika, aka Meek Meek, aka Goldilocks, aka Shoulder
Come on,
Clavicle coming in.
clavicle.
It's coming, it's coming. I'm working on it.
We love it.
Just a reminder, this is the podcast for those who are doing nothing, or you're doing something and you just want a little background noise. You want something to give you a little chuckle. You want to know what's going on. You want to know what's on our mind. You are our friend. You are listening in on a real conversation. This is you, boo.
Per.
All right, all right. So we had a very festive Halloween this year.
It was great.
We did that this year.
It was great. We didn't do as much as we normally do. Like, we didn't do any mazes this year. We didn't go to any amusement parks, but it was cool though. It was really a chill Halloween, and then we got invited to a party with our old friend and ex-coworker, Lexi. Shout out to you, baby. Her and her
She knows how
sister.
to throw a party.
Baby, between her and her sister, listen. Listen, it was at least in and out, rotating 150 people in a backyard. Let your imagination go
We
wild.
love a house party.
And every single body was black. Listen, it was the Caribbeans though. It was the
Listen,
Belizeans and everything. They know how to party.
the music was a vibe.
It was a vibe.
The food was a vibe.
It
When
was
I say
delicious.
fresh, that was fresh. Come
Yeah.
on, and I don't know how much food they made, but there was no shortage.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a
It
show. But
just kept
also,
coming out.
Auntie, you ain't know I was coming. Because she was like, what you doing here? Like, where you been? I will be there. Don't forget my mac and cheese. Thank you. I
The way
was.
she talked up this mac and cheese. And I
Baby.
came to the party ready, and then there was no mac and cheese.
The way, and everybody knows I do not mess with other people's mac and cheese, but it's something about that mac and cheese that just make me want to melt in the pan. It's
She knew that,
delicious.
Auntie. She knew that.
Baby, listen.
Listen, side note, our costumes.
Fire. Fire.
We did good. I was pulling strings.
No ear of corn.
Sexy rabbit, that was never. I'm excited that that did not happen. I am also shocked that it did not happen because I felt like you was gonna make a way. You were going to make a
Listen.
way to go as an ear of corn.
Listen. I was ready.
And that would have been awkward for the both of us.
Won't
Consider
nobody else gonna be me.
nobody. Look,
Nobody.
nobody was you this time.
That's the goal. That is always the goal. I want to be the only character in the room.
Yeah. I was willing to make an exception for a mint green rabbit.
You would have been the only mint green,
I would have been the only mint green,
but not
but
the only rabbit.
definitely I would never be the only rabbit, but it was such a cute costume.
We even made that into a game the whole night. We was counting how many fairies and bunnies was in the building.
If we were prepared, we should have took shots.
Oh no, that wasn't about that. Not that long drive I had to make.
Yeah, that's why I said we weren't prepared.
Yeah.
But had we been Uber
But
situation,
listen,
we would have been fucked up.
we would have been fucked up.
We
But
would.
glad we wasn't, because I'm gonna tell y'all this. My skin leggings ripped. That luckily they didn't rip at the party. We literally left. I got in Tamika's car because I parked at her house and then she drove because it's closer to hers. Got in her car, slurp. I said, ain't
Bumble.
about it.
Bumble.
I just bought the leggings. Also,
Them away?
TikTok, Amazon, count your days. No, I'm trying to return them.
Oh, I was about to say, could we have made them into gloves?
Oh, that would have been great. I'm trying to return them. I want my $16 back.
I just ordered some on TikTok shop.
Oh, I just sent you some that's big girl friendly, thick thigh friendly, which is clearly what I
I
need.
ordered a size bigger because I was like, I need, actually, no, I ordered, okay, it's so weird. Their sizes is 11 to 17.
Wait, what brand is that one?
TikTok, I don't know.
So the one TikTok has a couple of them, and I found this one off of TikTok, but I was like, I don't want to put my card in TikTok. So I looked to see if they had a store on Amazon, and I found them. Their particular sizes, it wasn't number sizes, but it was like the regular extra small, small, blah, 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 blah. But it stopped at 2XL. I was like, let me get a 2XL just in case. If not, I can always swap it back. Swap it. It's Amazon. The 2XL was what?
Oh, see, that might be. I don't know what I'm running into. I ordered two because it was a discount if you get two, and I will be sending something back. Whatever does not work. So I got 11 to 17, and then the other one was like 18 to 22 or something. I ordered one of each because I don't understand that sizing. And I know you saw me message you. I don't remember your name, TikToker. I clicked on your link to buy them. I messaged you and said, hey, what's the size situation? And you didn't message me back. If you're gonna sell me something, at least be responsive.
Because they be lying.
Like, I don't even know if it was you now.
They be lying. And it was probably AI.
I'm like, what's the size? Or, people be signing off on their likeness. I don't know who I bought it from.
Oh, Lord.
But it was a thick black girl. But we shall. So that's coming. I also gave in and ordered. I'm not gonna order nothing else. I had a credit from the last thing I ordered, which was my Spider-Man costume. The workout with the stretchy bands that they've been doing with their legs.
Yes.
I ordered that
For what?
to get abs.
You play too much. You play
Sit
entirely too
here and
much.
watch my new girl TV show. But don't
Girl.
sweat because if it don't work like it did in the pictures, I will also be returning it. As
How
long
do
as there's a return option, there is a buying possibility for myself.
you love returns.
Because don't play with me. Fool me once with buying it. Fool me again if I keep it.
You love
Which
returns.
happened with those Halara jeans, the Halara leggings that lift your booty, because I purchased them and I went ahead and took the tags off because I was like, boom, I'm gonna wear them. They're gonna be keepers. They're not. I meant
Lift
to give them
nothing.
to you. They lift. They're wonderful on the legs, fit perfectly, but I got a teeny waist.
Here she go.
And they don't stay up.
What size did you get?
16. I can't go down any more though, or else it
Oh,
won't
because of the
fit.
thighs. See, this is what I be talking about.
I don't know what the girls are wearing with the BBLs.
This is what I be talking
What
about.
the? Oh, wait. The legs aren't real.
The
My
legs.
bad. You don't have thighs. You just got booty,
You
which
just
is why
got
it works for you.
yeah.
I need more representation of bottom heavy with a smaller waist.
So we need more thick red. I think we've talked about this before. What do we call it? East Coast thick. We need more East Coast thick representation when it
I
comes
need
to
that.
clothing.
I should have put them on. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put them on and do my review and let y'all know. I'm gonna do that.
She just want her booty to be on the internet.
I said it lift. It didn't make magic happen.
As long as you know.
Touch any if anything, I don't want to turn around because it's just a wedgie.
Hey yo, that's how I feel about them leggings that have the scrunch in the middle. I hate
That's what
so
it does.
much.
It has the scrunch in the middle, but then it has a band at the bottom,
Stop.
which is great. The band at the bottom is great. It's kind of like when you put on Spanx and it has that little latexy.
Stop.
Great.
No.
My issue is I don't have a booty in the middle.
Bro, I
Everything else is
hate
there.
the scrunch in the middle.
I don't like it. Give me a wedgie. I don't know how big booty girls do it
And
either.
people swear it be looking good. They love turning around doing that
I
little
see it.
You what's
I
that thing
see
that
it
they
though.
do?
It's
It's not.
getting wedgy. I see it. It defines the booty cheeks.
Girl, I just feel like that's a yeast infection waiting to happen.
Yeah, is that too? And
Yeah.
I don't need anything
Yeah.
tighter in the front.
Oh, no, you do not.
Because then it's different territory.
Listen, you don't need nothing
That's not the tension
interrupting the
point
Cookie
for me.
Monster, okay? Oh,
That's so, it makes me feel so uncomfortable but funny at the same
it should. It should. Look, I'm about to tell y'all this. Every time we go shopping, Tamiko put something on and she be like, I think I need to go down a size. And all you see is just not moose, not deer. Listen, it's a folded up antler at this point. It
Does
ain't
it
no
need,
knuckle.
I don't understand how my body works.
That coochie be showing,
Need
honey.
stuff that fits. I need it to be high enough, but not nom
You
nom 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 nom.
and you know what I'm gonna say. Get it
Then,
tailored.
oh, well, that's not gonna happen. That's not
Look,
happening.
it's time to be an
I've
adult
talked
and get
about
it.
that. I'm not that adult. When I turn 40, I'm gonna start getting stuff tailored. Matter
Oh.
of fact, I'm gonna meet you in the middle and say 38.
Oh, well, that's next year.
No, the fuck it's not.
How old you is?
You're disrespectful.
How old are
I'm
you?
35.
Oh my gosh. That's still old.
It's not 38 next year.
It's close enough. You about damn 45.
Girl, you want me to start tailoring my clothes so bad.
Yes, I wish you would.
Yeah. I'll start tailoring clothes when I tailor my body.
Oh, moving on. Oh, FYI. Okay, before we move on from Halloween, I am fully prepared for Halloween next year. I went to Spirit Halloween. They had a sale going on. So I got all of my stuff for next year. Pa-da-pa.
Like, you should be slightly upset, but not.
Why? Because it was 50% off.
Because my little baby boo work at Spirit Halloween and get an extra 30% off.
Who?
But who's to say that twin daughter?
Girl, today was the last day.
Oh.
If they packed up, they
No,
gone.
like I don't even know if they would have had it in her store anyway.
No, they wouldn't have had it. But ain't nobody gonna be what I'm about to be next year. I tell you that.
I don't know where I'm about to be next year.
What
That's great. What the fuck? What is that?
I'm gonna
Oh
do.
my gosh. What is she gonna be? Y'all don't understand.
And I'm gonna have a fur.
I don't know what she's gonna be. I pictured the Hulk with a fur on.
Oh. You know what's crazy? I ain't seen no superheroes this year.
We saw Kim Possible. And Sheba.
Oh, and she go, yeah. But
Go.
I mean
I need more of the
like
Hulks.
Marvel.
If I was a man, I'm the Hulk.
I ain't seen no Black Panthers.
Didn't see any of those. I did see Drewski, which I'm
It
so upset. I meant to get a picture with Drewski. I felt like that was the funniest costume all night.
was so funny is Lexi was like, I was texting her and I was like, girl, did you see somebody was dressed in Juicy? She said, girl, that was my cousin. I told him to dress like that. She was like, I was looking for you so we could take a picture.
That just set
I
me back. Oh my gosh, that was the funniest thing in the world. I forgot to take a picture.
listen. Oh my gosh.
That
I
was
was
good.
like, girl, he played too much.
That was funny. Man, if he would have did the little dance,
I would have been done. I would have
I
been
would have been
leaving.
on the floor. That was a good attack.
I would have
Okay,
leaved.
so before we change from this topic, I want to know who did the best Celebrity Edition? Not costumes, because everyone did a really good job on costumes this
I
year.
feel like they always do a good job because, you know, they have money.
Everyone, except
Who?
I didn't like Lizzo. She was a mozzarella cheese stick.
I wait. Excuse me.
She was a mozzarella cheese stick.
So she was
She
a
was the cheese
brown
pouring
skin.
out. No, she was the cheese pouring out. She was a Friday's mozzarella cheese stick.
I'm about to look this up. Please continue talking because of
Like,
what?
it was just a big square. Heidi
Literally.
Klum, kudos to her because she always does her big one, but I expect hers to be
Wait,
extra.
she was the monster thingy, right?
She was Medusa.
Okay. Wrong.
And then also, she was like a body with the skin peeled off. She was
Okay.
several things.
Wrong white woman. Sorry. Sorry.
You do get them mixed up often.
They all look alike.
So, yeah, I was just like, I did want something different. I don't know. I didn't have anything in mind, but I was also like, all right, you could have been the Nashville style one because that's what everybody was on. You went as regular one. We
Oh, she was really a mozzarella cheese.
yeah. She was the cheese.
She was better off just dressing up as a mummy.
I think she did that earlier this year. Or it was like a mummy dress. I don't know. But still cute. Everyone did good. The performances, I appreciate it because I don't see that often, or I just don't pay attention. We had Winnie Harlow, Whitney Houston. I wanna dance with somebody. And she did
Saw it.
her perform. I thought it was cute.
It was cute. I actually preferred her ice cream.
She was ice cream.
Yeah, she was an ice cream. I felt like it was really cute because she incorporated her vaniligo, like to be the vanilla, and then like a
Oh,
little
that this year?
Neapolitan spread. It was really
That
cute.
was this year?
Yeah. First of all, these celebrities, they do at least they turn Halloween into a whole week
They do. And I wish
situation.
I had that energy or that
And
parties to go to as
I'm not
well.
even gonna hold you. I don't have the closet space.
You
Okay?
definitely don't.
Because that's gonna have to be repeated.
I just really wanted to go as a bunny and Loc Dog. And I had to choose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like her.
You
Sunday.
see it? The ice cream?
Yeah.
It's so cute.
That's cute. Very artsy. I like it. Okay, so for this, I'm gonna take her out of the running of the performance because I like that better. Out of the performance for me. Then we have Keke Palmer, whom I think did a great job. She redid Honey, the scene, and
Okay.
Romeo came out.
Oh, that's cute. I'm not even gonna hold you. I hated the movie Honey. Ugh. But I did see that she had her son. They reenacted the video with Snoop Dogg and Bow Wow. Bow
What?
Wow. Where my dogs at? Vlog
That
with me
was
now.
so many. I've missed out on so many things.
Oh, that was fire. That was fire.
Okay, now let me see this.
Yeah, go look at that. That
And
was
on
really cute.
Halloween. Or did I see this? Dang. Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
They literally re basically redid the whole video and then they had them. You remember in the music video about
I did see
Snoop?
this.
Yeah, they bent down and then they turned into the Dobermans. So cute. So cute.
I'm not as into this one.
Yeah, I love that one. I just didn't like
I mean,
them.
I didn't watch it. I just put in to see the picture. I liked Honey because I was like, you could have been that. You could have had that part.
Oh, for sure. For sure, she can hear
I was like, but Honey is one of those where it's like strict debate. It's like, do you like pineapple on pizza type of thing?
it.
People ride for Honey.
I don't know why.
They absolutely love it. And I'm not gonna lie, I enjoy it very much.
I also feel like the same people who like Honey are the same people who like Save the Last Dance. Ugh.
I love Save the Last Dance.
Hated it.
I had the biggest crush on Malachi.
I bet you did, because he was short and chocolate. You
Maybe
love the little leprechaun chocolate
I
man.
do have a thing for bald heads for real, and I just never knew.
Or just a really, really close fade, because he had hair. It was just really, really
Not
close.
on air.
It was a really, really close fade.
Crazy. Because I hate that.
Because but that was the thing back in the 90s.
Like, pick one.
That was the thing back in the 90s. It's kind of like that military,
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you love them little leprechaun black men, like the baby.
Oh no, what is it? I do love the baby.
You love the baby.
Oh, so yeah, I was gonna name my son Malachi too, but my nephew came first and they stole my name.
Also, I would never use the name Malachi. It's from
You don't
Children
even
of the
know that.
Corn.
Oh, that, I really enjoy Children of the Corn.
Demon.
I really enjoyed it. But yeah, it got like, I don't know. I've always liked the name that my sister stole it. And then I think my mama stole it. But I never told nobody, so maybe they read my mind.
Girl, moving on.
Now I got another name that I'm not gonna tell nobody. So, boom. All right, so I'm gonna take Kiki out because she had two of them. Who I thoroughly enjoyed because it was a little messy. Kayla Nicole was Toni Braxton.
Oh, I saw that.
I think she did a great job, only because it was messy.
I'm not even gonna hold you. I would have never. Here's my thing. When people dress up as other people, had she not had the whole performance thing and just took a picture,
Oh, yeah.
I would have never known who she was.
That's why I said it had to be performance.
Yeah.
I also think her body looks great, and I need to start getting back in the gym and do weights because I need to be solid. She was pretty solid, which I appreciated.
Shit, we know her body was T when she kicked that leg up when she was on stage with Chris, honey,
But
with little
friend,
to no effort.
listen, I only know her as Travis's ex. Is she a dancer? Does she do something else?
I only know her as the take you down girl. Who is Travis?
Okay. Travis is the football player that's now with Taylor Swift.
So the white man.
Yes, he white today.
I don't know no many, I don't know too many white people, so that's why I didn't know who he was.
Well, before he looked mixed when he was with her.
I'm quite certain he didn't.
He looked like he was from New York.
He probably, oh, so he, okay. All right.
You see the aesthetic.
No, I was
That's what
going
he
to
looked
say
like.
something ignorant, but I had to catch myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, he looked like that. He looked like he wore Tim's.
Yeah, okay.
Now he don't.
We can move on from this
Not so.
subject because
Yeah.
I am fighting right now.
Okay. Well, reality TV, eh?
Yeah.
Quick. We're gonna do this quick because quick-ish.
The
Love
Braxtons.
Blind. Love oh.
Oh, Love is Blind. Oh, my bad.
Wait, we can go to the Braxtons real quick.
Okay.
When I watched the Braxtons, it was Braxton Family Values. It was wholesome. You know, they sh Toni had her sister singing in the back. I don't know what just happened here, but I'm about to start watching it again. I hate that they're in this position, but it's so messy that it's so good.
Listen,
What's going on here?
I thoroughly feel like, and it's crazy because somebody else said this so eloquently. They was like, oh, what is her name? Tracy. That's the sister that passed away. There's so many T's, but Tracy, the one that passed away, they was like, she was always the one that was kind of like the scapegoat, the one that they not really picked on, but the one that was kind of like the black sheep of the family. Everybody knew Tamar was a loud one, but she was the baby. They kind of ignored her to some extent. Now that Tracy is gone, it's kind of like Tamar is the
The
black
state
sheep and the scapegoat. You get what I'm saying? Somebody else had explained it that way, but like after they explained it, I was like, ah, that makes sense. And if you really think about it, in every family, there's always one. It doesn't have to be to that extreme, but in every family, there's always one that's kind of like, ah. Are you really related to us? Nah, you was adopted. You know,
No, I mean, you're clearly one of them. But I'm just like, where did this come from? Is it because there's so many sisters that it
Probably.
gets pettier and pettier?
Yeah, probably.
Like, it's three the max amount that you should have. Because I have two sisters and we're pretty good.
I
But
have more than that, so. Your suspicions may be correct
no,
that it should be a max.
like three is the max, but then four comes, and it's like at that point, it's identity crisis. Where's your spot? You're not the oldest, you're not the youngest, you're also not the middle. So where do you go? But you know what? That might be true because I see it with the Kardashians. They're never going to be this messy, though, I don't think.
I feel
Or
like
it's going to be different. Has anyone sued each other? If so, Courtney would have sued somebody.
I think it's going to be
Courtney
different.
might have sued somebody.
It's going to be
Let me look
different
this
for
up.
them. I feel like it's always going to be different. Okay, here's why I say that. I feel like when it comes to just our community in general, and I say this with the most love, because I do this sometimes, we blow things out of proportion. But not to the point, not to the point to where it's like, oh my God, but like you're gonna hear what we're gonna have to say. Like, we're not backing down from stuff. Versus somebody else, they'll probably just say it one time and then kind of be like real sneaky about it. You get what I'm saying? But I feel like we're a people of voice. I should say that. I should say that. We're a community of voices. And
Okay.
we will be heard.
I had to look this up because I was like, in my mind, I felt like the Kardashians might have
Oh, if
been
the
similar,
Kardashians sued,
but nobody was like actually serving papers. Threatened, legal,
threatened for
yes.
sure.
Threatened for sure. So now I'm like, is there a difference? Because the reactions are not the same. I know the Braxtons, I can't even say they've been more explosive. Like,
I would.
what is there yelling at each other? Yes. Is there legal action being thrown out there? Yes. Is there sister sleeping with other sisters' man's dynamics? Yes. So really, what's the difference between the shows?
Where they louder.
What network is the Braxton's on?
We TV, All Black,
Different network.
which is connected with All Black, which is also under AMC, I believe.
Okay. It's not we.
What is Kardashians? I'm not even gonna hold you.
I said we at E.
I've never seen an episode of Kardashian. I think they moved on from E. I think they're now on Hulu.
They're on Hulu, but Hulu be having their channels, but they just show it on Hulu.
Oh, side note.
Hulu.
Side note, because this goes with that. Why? I just saw a clip. You know, Kim is in that new Ryan show. Was it All's Fair?
And their lawyer,
And
something like that.
Because they're filming the Kardashians at the same time, they were also on set filming while they were filming the show. Oh my God.
Oh, well, that's a win-win.
I just know that set was chaotic. Somebody was in somebody's way.
Unless it's the same people though. They're all E. It's all
What? No, not
around
the show.
family or something. I feel like they're connected somewhere.
What? No, that's a whole different crew.
I don't know, but Ryan is her bestie. They've done a lot of business together.
Yes, they have. They have.
So, yeah, Kim, come on and bring them out. And I'm sure everybody on the set was like,
Not Glenn. She is a professional.
oh, because
She
Glenn
was looking like, what the hell?
yeah.
But the thing about it, no, I said it was probably chaotic only because one, we already know how tight a set is. It's tight. And then you have two separate crews. Let's just start there. Second of all, she only had, and this pissed me off the most. She had one line or like two lines. She went in there and it was like something like, well, how are you? Such and such. Da, 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 da. She kept messing up, laughing and all of that. And after doing that the second and third time, it's like, okay, get the line together. But then when she finally got the line together, they was like, okay, and that's a cut. Are you fucking kidding me? That's the only thing she had to say was, hello, such and such. And
Yeah.
you couldn't spit that out?
Have her there for the whole day. They just like, come
Man.
in, get your little footage, and then go.
No.
So I can get both at the same time.
No, hell no. Don't d no.
Reality, look.
No. That would have pissed me off. You over here laughing and kikiing, bitch. I'm trying to go home. I don't know about nobody else. I love being on set. I love, mingling and mix and mingle. But when it's time to turn it on and be a professional, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Being on set all day is draining.
That was a long day for everybody.
Man, I'll smack the fuck out of her.
I'm in there because I'm in the back of the camera like,
Because you extra. Oh,
hi.
you say that now, but if you see that clip where her kept messing up that line, you would have been like, okay.
I would have been upset. I would have been irritated for sure. Like, girl, I gotta go learn my lines for tomorrow.
Like, what are you doing? Like,
I
give me
might have been
that.
napping.
Girl. I would have been like, do
It's
y'all
one
need
thing
me
I'm
for this
gonna do.
scene?
If I need to get some sleep, yeah, it's gonna get in.
I've done that before though. Like, can y'all see me on camera if I'm over here? And if I hear a no, I'm out.
Like, oh, for sure.
Yeah, I don't need to be here to
It's
hear
the ones
y'all
that
talk
give me
up.
like, which is, well, yeah, we can see that half of your shoulder.
Oh, that will.
That's what it is for me. Like, oh, you could have went home 5 hours ago, but we need the top of your shoulder. But when
Man.
you get to a certain level, that's when your body double come in.
My
And you ain't got to worry about it.
thing is, if you could save money and just give me the money you would give the double, I don't need a double.
They're not going to pay you more.
Okay, bring the double then, 'cause the fuck?
Your fees, you getting this much an episode.
Oh, that's
Rather you
crazy.
here for 16 hours or two.
They just throwing money out.
Yeah. Look, you need to get your rest to be ready for the next day.
You right. I ain't gonna hold you.
But I'm not going to be in no rest because I'm going to be on the Kardashians and I'm going to be over here and both.
I don't want to be associated with nothing they got going on.
I'm in her.
I will say they have calmed down a lot.
I haven't watched it. It hasn't drawn me in as much. I do. I like the kids and the pictures. It's cute. They're cute. Business savvy as Butch.
Messy savvy.
Look, where you need to be. Hopefully, the Braxtons get their shit together.
I feel like this is something that's
Because I'm like, that one, it pains me to watch. I'll watch it, but I'm also like, dang, that's your sisters. But you over there, like, you're sleeping with each other's man, Tawanda. Like, and then Tony, they're like, well, I do seem that way.
Tony don't say
And then the
shit.
other one just like, well, she like, dude, who's she saying it? And she paying my phone bill, and you stealing from me.
When I say Tony don't say nothing, she just sit there and be looking. And then when
Literally.
they bring her into it, what? Girl,
I
shut.
wish I was my sister's credit card was on my phone bill. Because I ain't telling her either. You better catch me on the flip side and put me on the payment plan. She got
Listen.
$50 right now.
I know that's right.
And she ain't trying to give it back. You got one time for your credit card to be attached to my stuff. And it's on there.
And that ain't never gonna happen.
Look, okay, that was good. I need to watch it. I need to get into that.
It's so
No,
good.
but I was talking about Love is Blind reunion, which was uneventful. I really like the dad.
Who's that?
The dad with the tattoos. I don't like him like that, but I like
Oh, what's
the
his name?
character of
Joe?
ma'am, if I knew his name, I wouldn't call him the dad.
Oh, that makes sense. That's the one that eats the chicken smoothies, or
Yeah, that's disgusting.
he lost a lot of weight.
He said when he was on the show, it wasn't showing how lean cut up he was. But he was like,
Yeah.
nah, I'll be working. I'll be working on
He
this.
lost a lot of weight, but I saw it mostly in his face, and I was like, dang,
Oh, I gotta go
a lot
back
of
and
weight in his face.
I gotta go back and look. I
Yeah.
really liked how he carried himself.
He's very sweet. Very sweet guy.
When Kim came
Also,
back pregnant.
first of all, as many people as you was dating in that short amount of time, you got pregnant after 3 months. Like, no judgment. But after 3 months,
Like that just took a turn. You was
dog.
with him and you like, no, I don't want to slow down. One, that man you with gotta have money.
He do. He look like
He looked like he got money.
it.
Okay, girl.
Money.
Cause he do. He looked like he got money. But for her to be like, whoo, it was a whoopsie daisy situation, but it was like, we're good. We're both about that. I would be hurt if I was him. I do feel like he was a little bit like, I'm happy for you, but also like,
Yeah, but it's a good thing, like he said, we had a conversation off cameras about this.
yeah.
So he already knew, he had a year to process it, so.
So I was cool with
But
that.
3 months, dog. That's wild.
Who else was up there? Oh, what's your name? A messy.
Casey.
Casey, yeah. Casey fast.
Casey
I
fat.
don't know what her deal is. Like, why are you flirting with everybody?
Also, where your boyfriend at? I hate when we get to these reunions and they do not ask the questions that we need to know.
Like, where's your boyfriend that said that when you get off the show, you come back to me? Because we all
Hello.
went back to him. And then
Hello.
several people in the cast, and then back to him. Wait.
Who?
They was talking about she tried to pull Edwin in the bathroom.
Yes. I was like, when did she try
I
to put that?
said,
They said that that was off camera, but also,
put him in the bathroom for
you just
what?
wanted anybody at that point, because there's no way. I, you know what? I'm not even gonna put Edwin down like that, but there's no way.
I just don't know what you was doing, girl.
What was you doing?
I don't know what you was doing.
At this point,
Like, you wanted everybody but your man.
you really wanted to just be a factor because you didn't go through the whole process. If anything, your storyline should not have been as long as it did. You shouldn't even been on the set.
Like, you were messy. You didn't even have to be there. The only thing is because we wanted closure because we messed with him. I think his name was Patrick.
Yeah, his name was Patrick. What's so funny though is that he's still out here making. I think, oh gosh, I wish I knew these people's names. All I know is
Name.
Edwin and KB and Patrick
That's it.
and Sparkle Megan.
Only because it's Sparkle.
Only because it's Sparkle.
She did a good job. Listen, if you're gonna go on one of these shows, future me, have a punchline. Have a something.
Have a nickname.
Have a nick. Well, I got several of those. Have a nickname that's gonna make you some money
Have
because
a truthful nickname.
you can.
Hustle T.
I can put that. But then they're gonna be like, you got too many jobs. I feel like you are not stable.
They're gonna be like, she's a
You have
Jamaican.
too many ways to make money that maybe you don't have one.
I don't know,
But in fact, I do.
but I feel like, hear me out, since they are casting in Philadelphia.
That's my time.
Yeah. If you want to
He
get
could
you a
go and be
black
like,
man, yeah.
I'm in LA, but I'm moving to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That's where I'm gonna
I
find
got an
me.
address for you to use.
I need to tell my agent that.
Yeah. Not for that.
Oh,
You tried it.
one piece of mail
You tried it.
to go there.
You tried it.
Bam, just tell them to throw it in the garbage. But disappointed, y'all did basketball that was supposed to be like cute,
Dumb
whatever.
waste of time.
KB and Edwin, typical Edwin still could not cope with his part in the relationship. At this point, I do think he needs help with that. Because I see that you really don't agree. I don't even think it's fake. Mentally, you just don't get it. You think
Okay.
he fraud? You think he gets it? You can't be that manipulative.
I feel like it's a character. It's a character.
So who are you for real?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I really feel like he's not all the way there, but he knows what went on in that
Light
relationship.
bulb. What if he gets a spin-off?
As he should. I'd watch it.
For the love of Edmund?
Oh my gosh.
I'd watch it.
That's worse than Flavor Flav.
I'd watch it.
That's worse than Flavor Flav. But I'm definitely watching it.
Oh my gosh, he's about to get a
Definitely gonna watch it.
spin-off. He's about to get a spin-off. And at the same point, I would love for you to find love.
You know what? Everybody deserves love. I do feel like,
Yeah.
oh, wait, that brings me to my next point. Speaking of him finding love and everybody deserves everybody, somebody, it's been a lot going on with like articles and like social media and stuff that people really aren't messing with, like, and this is no bashing to anybody, like male female relationships.
What?
Yeah, it's all like, and then when you look at the comments of like some of these articles and stuff, it's really like, like having a boyfriend or like being with a male is just, women are way too smart to be with men and da 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 da. And I'm just like, okay, look,
There.
here, what? Are men, do women mature faster than men? Yes.
Yes.
Do men have their moments of manipulation? Yes. Do women have their moments of manipulation? Hell yeah. We're smarter. We
Oh
know
yeah,
what we be
we
doing.
manipulate all the time.
The
It's
thing
just
about
not
it is,
messy like yours.
as a woman, and I can confidently say this, and I know other women will not have the balls to say this, but when we do not get our way, or we feel like, oh, this person should bend to my needs, X, Y, and Z, then all of a sudden it's this male bashing, all men are dogs, all men are da 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 da. Or it's a matter of, this person wasn't right for me, so all men are the same. But then in the same breath, when they do that to women, it's like, oh no, well, you ain't da 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 da. It's like, okay, look, how about everybody just shut the fuck up on both sides? Everybody just shut the fuck up. If the person is for you, they're not for you. And I use this as an example, because I love sisters. Zach and Karen was toxic. Everybody hated Zach when he was with Karen because they're like, no, he full of it. But when he got with Fatima, it's like, damn.
He treat her real good.
They're perfect together. And that's not to say that he's a bad man or Karen is a bad woman. They weren't a good match. They brought the worst out of each other. So when you find that somebody who can bring or who can elevate you in a way to where y'all are like copacetic, boom, baby. What's
Yeah.
up? Why is nobody understanding chemistry? I'm confused.
Because they've been hurt.
I get that, but that's not to say a woman's not gonna hurt you.
Yeah, but I mean,
If
I don't
anything, a woman would hurt you 10 times worse. We got some smart ass mouths.
like I said, we both going at each other on the
We
low.
both going at it.
On the low.
And
Right.
I'ma feel like I could whoop your ass. So
And
what's
then
up?
fighting
Baby,
too.
listen.
And then we gonna fight too. I don't know. It's more when they being hurt, they've been hurt, or they know somebody that's been hurt. So then they like everybody's in general. Cause sometimes I do feel like, all right, just this whole group of people just can't get it right. But we know it, that's not true.
It's not true.
But because we have the internet, we can vouch our opinions when we're in those feelings. Then at that moment, you are my therapist. I'm about to let you know all the things. Now holler at me in 3 months when I feel different, when I met somebody new,
And had different
and
experiences.
and they're bringing out a different side of me. Oh,
And you know what, too? I
love.
just think that also comes with, you know, I can't really say that comes with age because a lot of the people in the comments were older. But I will say that what does come with age is the discernment of learning that it's okay to feel one way and then experience something else and then feel a whole nother way. And because you know that that is just a cycle of life in general, everybody should just shut the fuck up. Because it's gonna bite you in the ass after a while. If you're spewing on the internet, I'm not talking about like to your friends or anything. Like that's different. Like, that's different. Like, voicing your opinions and go, that's totally fucking different because I feel like that's a safe space. The internet, I don't care, is not, it's not a safe space at all
No,
whatsoever.
but
It's
that's
broad.
for anybody.
But the
You
thing
know
about it
that
is,
you are
the
putting things
internet,
out there,
yeah, it's gonna come
is
back.
going to use it. Exactly.
It's gonna come back.
So just be prepared to fight it.
Or
That's
just shut the
it.
fuck up.
You gotta fight it.
Listen.
Then that's it. Like, either be intentional with what you say, what you do, or yeah, be prepared.
Or honestly, just be an adult. And this goes for men and women. Be adult enough to be like, you know what? That's what I felt previously, but I don't feel that now. So.
If you're open and honest in that situation at that time, then be open and honest later. So that way we can track your record. Are we going to look at your whole, line? No.
Yeah.
No.
I am.
Maybe eventually. What? No one's about to be like, okay, well, let me see if they got closure. The internet ain't going to do that. Our algorithm don't even do that.
First of all, I need to know if I'm invested. I need to know. I'm a dig.
No, because at that point, you done pissed me off with what you said, and I'm gonna take you down. I don't care if you apologize later because I'm just upset now. If we're emotional enough to get on the internet and spew how we feel in that moment,
Listen.
you think I'm not emotional enough to hold a grudge? I'm judging you. Speaking of that, segue, we're gonna go back to reality and go to Love Island and all of their
Oh
shenanigans.
yeah, fill me in.
This year has been the year for people to get canceled. And
Oh.
I was considering the title of our show, Are We Canceled Yet? Like, is canceling still a thing?
It is.
And then Love Island reeled me back in. Because throughout the production, we had old girl Sierra. She was on the show. She had a connection with this guy, Nick, right? Everything's going good. In the middle of the night, she drug out. No one knows what happened. They don't say anything while we watch it. We just see that she gone and they get coupled up with somebody else. Okay. So it turns out, excuse me, she had a racial slur from a post, I don't know how long ago. They took her out. Took her out the game. She apologized about it. She was like, I was just using it as a descriptive word, And don't quote me on this. She had a post. She had did some makeup to her eyes because she said she didn't like her eyes to look chinky. The Asian community was like, everybody actually that's familiar with the term and its history and origin was like, cut you off. Donezo. She came, apologetic. We ain't heard from her too much. She lived her life. She's still out there though. She'll still go to the events, but that's it. She canceled for right now, for sure.
As she should be.
Then they have this girl, Huda. She's a fan favorite. She did some iffy stuff on the show, on people's mans, okay? But she's one of those people that doesn't take accountability for her actions. And you don't know if it's production that was showing her in a bad light, but it's an Edwin situation where when I confront you, you cry. But you only do that with certain people. So right now she's in a she Huda is, I don't know her nationality, like a Middle Eastern somewhere there. She's dating a black man. So there was two black women on the show that felt some type of way about her because they're like, you keep playing the victim. Like, we can't afford to look poorly on TV. We're representing a lot of people here and they're
True.
going to judge us harshly.
True.
But you keep on doing stuff. And at this point, just back away because it's negative. We don't want to go off. Like, we good.
Look like the angry black woman.
You don't want to look like that.
Right.
So she's on her live with her boyfriend. One of her fans or whomever is on her live refers to one of her black female cast members in a racial slur. She's on live. She hears it. Her and her shorty laugh.
The black man?
Yes. They laugh about it. And then she's like, Wait, what was that a word, bad word? Did they just say a bad word?
Was that a bad word, girl?
Okay, so again, they're trying to cancel her again,
As they should.
but she's like the fly that just won't go away because her fan base is really like, y'all are taking this too far. She came out and apologized, but again, everybody that's come in contact with her outside of her boyfriend is like, you do this all the time, and then you come and apologize. At this point, I don't even care to say anything about it.
Let me tell you, and I say this with the utmost disrespect. People get on this internet and they say whatever they want to say, and then they come up with these fake apologies because ass whoopings are not being handed out. You have freedom of speech, but there are no real consequences. Once these consequences start coming into play, and not to say I say ass whooping, but that's broad. That can mean anything. Like you need to start losing stuff to where you really feel it. You get what I'm saying?
So that's the thing. Her brand deals are pulling
As they
quick.
should.
They were, it
They
was
should.
like rumored she would have had like three, but she did have one major one with Huda Beauty, which her name is Huda. And she's a very beautiful girl.
And Huda Beauty is great.
Huda Beauty's great. Huda was like, no. We don't have time for that. Even though, I mean, the girl apologized and everything. And she's like, y'all not even giving people a chance to like learn to or be apologetic. You're not even open to me having a conversation with you.
I'm so
She's
sorry.
like, I laughed out of being uncomfortable, not because I felt like it was funny, but also you putting that out on the internet.
So,
Know that whatever happened, like there's no explanation behind it. Sometimes you can't explain yourself.
as an adult, do we not know how to use our words?
She says she don't.
She don't know how to use her word. And also to learn, oh, Jesus. This is what I hate the most. When somebody says you didn't give me a chance to learn, baby, Google is free. How old are you? 20 something?
Don't quote me on that, but I feel like it's something she would have said.
20 something? 30 something? Baby, you had all this time to learn something. Also, if you're, let's just say she was born in another country. How long have you been in the US to know how
Yeah.
customs are? You're with a black man. Also, don't.
But they're like the same way they cut Sierra off, cut you off. But her supporters are there like, oh, they're so sensitive and you
Because
didn't
they
mean
feel the
like
same
that.
way.
And you mean the same way. So this is my question. You're losing your brand deals, which are great brands. So at this point, if someone does decide to take a chance on you and give you another brand deal, it's one that aligns with either what you're doing. If you really are against how you're being portrayed to the media, then your fans are not. So it's with them, are all brand ships good? Brand deals. Because the ones that you're going to get right now are not going to be shown in a positive light because whatever you're putting out there and how you're perceived, the brand has to be okay with that. So they have to align with that.
But the thing about it is, she's not thinking about that, because if she was thinking about how things are being perceived, then she immediately would check her fans. There's no way I'm gonna have a platform and not check my fans. There's no way that you can follow me and have such hate in your heart. If I truly mean the things that I'm saying, and that was just so unintentional, and I was uncomfortable. That was an uncomfortable laugh, not a laugh out of malice. I'm gonna check my fans, like, yo,
Immediately.
we're not about that. That's not what we're about. And if you're about that, you're no fan of mine. That's
Yeah.
not what she's doing. So she's inviting that. And if we're really being honest, this is the year of people to be very loud and bold about their ignorance. Have you seen what is that girl? Lily Gaddis girl.
Oh, what she do?
Her whole brand
Is
is
gone.
really bashing the black woman. Halloween,
Oh.
she went blackface with a bonnet, blackface, the nails, the hoops, ordeal, and was just baby having the time of her life. I mean, I don't know if this is true, but on TikTok, they're saying she has a biracial child, not mixed with black, but mixed with.
Lily Gaddis.
Yes, girl. I don't even want to give her
Oh,
too much time on
word.
here.
I won't. I'm not even gonna look her up. I'm
But look at that video. I had to immediately click off. I was like,
Yeah,
I
I'm
can't.
not even gonna click on it.
I can't fight the world.
Because that's just
I
another
just can't.
issue. I'm just like, and they said that too. They were like, you understand that you might feel uncomfortable at that moment, but don't wait till after for PR or somewhere, someone. Just be like, look, y'all, I did not laugh because that was funny. I felt uncomfortable. But I do want to address it. Like, chill. And she had to come back and tell her fans before to chill. Like, I understand that you've taken up for me, but chill. Like, that's not appropriate to say. Say it immediately. So yeah, it's just like living it up. I'm fully prepared to do that. Because
Girl.
I know being on the internet, I'm gonna say some stuff.
I already know I'm gonna say some stuff, but also I'm saying this right here, right now. I'm never apologizing because whatever I say, I mean it. And if, like we just said, two things can be true at the same time. Yes, I could have meant that during that time. That's how I felt during that time. But now I don't feel that way. I'm never gonna apologize, but I will take accountability. So do with that what you will.
I'll apologize for people's feelings
I'm
sometimes
not doing that.
because sometimes, but that's because it would come from my ignorance if I said something that I didn't know too much about, and I'm willing to
Okay. I get
accept
that.
that and explain that.
I get that.
But yeah,
I get that.
that's it.
But when it comes to feelings, if I literally apologize every time I hurt somebody's feelings, oof, baby,
Yeah,
I
you'll be
would
apologizing a
be
lot.
exhausted. At this point, I can't help how you perceived what I came out. Should I have changed my delivery and certain stuff? Abso-fucking-lutely. I should not have said that the way I said, but was the message there? It was. And I feel like if you get past your feelings, you would have heard it. You would have
Yeah.
heard the message.
It's a lot of that.
That's why we're not celebrities yet.
That's why I'm gonna need media training. Immediate.
Oh, and it's so
Just
crazy.
don't have me say anything.
It's crazy. I am the media.
No, don't even have me talk. I think honestly, if I get to a point, I'm just not gonna have social media.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to do
That's
social.
the safest thing for me.
Yeah, I'm not going to have socials.
Because the way people be tearing people apart, and I'm gonna just be like, what I do?
The way I like to comment back on everything, I can't have socials. Once I
I've
literally,
noticed that.
yeah, I like it. I like it. I enjoy it thoroughly.
I like it. They're
Which
gonna be like, what you
means
doing in your trailer?
mind my
Commenting
motherfucking
back to this movie.
business.
Like, man, girl, I'm being there watching my rom-coms. Don't have
I'm
time.
here, you're like, do, 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 do. Oh, would you say, girl,
Then
I
they're gonna
just.
be like, doo -doo 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 -doo. Oh, whatever news. I don't even know what the media news is now. JoJo has just
Did. Girl, I just
is in
commented to
a
somebody back in
at
Spanish.
war with.
Google Translate.
I really wish that made sense because I don't know what to translate and put in there.
Because they talk about some fail, fail, fail. And then had the little laughing emojis
What
with
is fail?
ugly. So I said,
Who?
Mom should have swallowed you.
Who ugly?
Talking about me, you, and me.
This is why I don't. Don't bring me into your stuff. Cause we're far from. Don't bring into that.
Mother should have swallowed.
Yeah, I'm just not gonna have social media. I'm gonna find it when I'm watching interrupted. JoJo and going back and forth for someone that called her ugly. Oh.
And the
And
thing
now I
about
want to
it
know
is,
where they said it at. I want to go find it.
and it's so crazy because I be laughing, bro. I be laughing. It's like crazy because I was like, oh, they funny as fuck. Your mom. Cause play with me.
Wait, I think I might have to go look into it. Somebody just got canceled from saying your mom.
Why? Cause their mama was like passed away or something.
No. Oh, I have to think about it. Oh, I have to think about it. It was someone on a show or something, and they said your mom and got fired.
Why?
I don't
Because their mama was an
It was
innocent
in like
family.
one ear and out the other. I don't know what I was listening to today.
That brings us to our next subject. It's just people, are they so sensitive? Are they too sensitive?
Oh, well, comedians have been saying that forever.
My goodness. What is sensitivity? Ooh.
Dang, that's gonna drive me crazy.
Because that is crazy. My thing is, look. That brings me back to my point. Actions have consequences. Yeah, you have freedom of speech, but you also have freedom to catch these
Dang.
consequences.
It's funny because when I Googled it, I don't know if this is what I saw, but it's White House press secretary replied to a conversation with a, your mom. And I
Not
don't know if this was it. I don't think she
I
got
ain't even gonna hold you
but
or
she was
your
talking to a
mom.
reporter.
Whenever you come back, whenever you do a comeback with your mom, there's no thought. That's like,
Quick. It's a quick.
it, that's
Yeah,
quick. Like
mama.
your mom. That's fighting words for it. Oh, wait. Speaking of press secretary, speaking of the White House, speaking of politicians, Kamala Harris, have you seen these clips lately?
No, I saw
Of
no
her
Obama.
doing a press release of her book?
No. I saw a
Wait.
little bit, but she was like, I wasn't messing with Biden on that one, but I'm a rock on it.
Listen. What sparked my ear, and I'm not gonna say I wasn't rocking with Kamala, but I definitely was side-eyeing her on a lot of stuff. But when it came down, I was supporting. When it, between her and Trump, I was definitely on her team. You know what I'm saying? But listen. She started out the interview the most blackest way possible. She was like, "You know what? I just wasn't going to talk about this and I wasn't going to talk about a lot of stuff, but fuck it." And my girl just
Wait, did
listen.
she say fuck
Yes. Yes.
it?
Kamala is on a fuck it tour. She said, "Fuck you, fuck them, fuck this, and here's how the fuck I feel."
What?
Baby, listen, and I'm here for it. I'm
Oh,
here
now
for
I
it.
need to look at it.
I knew that HBCU was gonna come out of you.
Oh, now I need to look at it.
I knew it was in there. You was a little bit too buttoned up, babes. I couldn't relate, but you let it loose.
Like she was at work.
She said, "I'm not at work no more, and since we have an idiot in office, I'm gonna go ahead and say how I feel."
Look, you see how we can find that while we're at work? And don't let that show because it's professional.
Little switch,
And then we off the job.
and then we letting it
And
loose.
then boom. But other people don't do that.
Nah, they don't do that. They be. Don't even.
Is it?
Child.
Is what he is. That was good. This was such a good conversation to overhear today. Like, there was a lot going on. If y'all could relate, put it in the
Put
comments.
it in the comment.
It's a lot going on. Before we
It
go into the holidays and start our Christmas movie countdowns,
Oh, I've already started.
I think I'm gonna do one too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So excited to see what Caucasian movies you put on your list.
That's crazy, but I do love a Caucasian movie. So
I'm not even gonna hold you. They make the best holiday
there's
movie.
nothing I can say about that.
They make
That
that.
is until we get in a Hallmark movie.
Oh,
Or
Hallmark.
like
Hey, yo,
or
Hallmark.
Tubi or Hulu or Netflix or
Yo,
Disney.
Hallmark. I will be there this year to the holiday party. Okay.
I will be there if she gets a plus one.
Yeah. Yes,
I
she
have
will.
a dress already ready. I'm gonna
Yes,
look like
she
a princess.
will.
I'm gonna
Yes, she will.
look like a
Because listen, I'm ready.
princess. Why would you say all my movies are Caucasian?
Because I don't never hear. Okay, name two Black holiday movies that's not Last Holiday, Perfect Holiday,
This Christmas.
or This Christmas.
Well, no, I watched This Christmas over and over and over again.
We know.
That's a given. Over and over. That's my mom's favorite Christmas movie too.
Oh, me and my
She's
mom's favorite
like,
Christmas
that
movie
Chris Brown, so good.
is Diva's Christmas Carol.
Also, don't start naming all the Christmas movies that got Christmas in it. What's the name of one that don't got Christmas in it?
Did I say Christmas? I said
You said
Perfect
this Christmas.
Holiday, Last Holiday.
Holidays.
Come on, like what the
My bad.
come on, come
Holidays.
on.
You did say holidays. My bad.
Listen.
My bad. My bad. But yes, this Christmas on repeat. I'm gonna branch out and I'm gonna just watch whatever comes up.
I love that.
Whatever is suggested, I'm going to watch it.
I love that for you.
Because I'll probably love it.
I love that.
I also have to incorporate at least one Tubi Christmas movie.
One.
Yes.
Oh, my whole list
Yeah,
is.
no, at least one in the lineup. I also need to watch what is it? Which I heard A Perfect World. It's A Perfect Life. A perfect.
Disney?
It's old that everyone says it's amazing. It's a perfect world. It's a good world. Bruh.
I don't know what that is.
You ain't never watched it.
I don't know what that is.
Dang it. It's a perfect world. It's crazy that I don't know. The Best Man Holiday, does that count?
Hey yo, what's up with all these holidays?
Friday after next. Meet me next Christmas. Watch that.
Oh my God.
I'm
Coins for
only watching
Christmas.
ones, hopefully, that I haven't watched. What the heck is that? Come on.
Coins for
It's
Christmas?
a classic. They always talk about it in New York. Someone dies in it, but then they talking about the circle of life or some shit.
That's like all of them.
That sounds like bull crap.
It sounds like all of them.
But I'm gonna watch it. I think it's a perfect world.
I've never heard of that. Did it come out in the 80s? That sounds like an 80s
Probably
title.
came out even before that.
Oh, yeah, I ain't
A
seen
perfect world with Clint. You know what? I don't know. If y'all know, please put it in the chat. It's a Christmas movie. It's like it's a perfect world after all.
that.
Or
That sounds like the Disney ride.
maybe that's off the movie.
No, that ride's been around for a long time.
But it's a Christmas movie. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it, maybe I won't.
Shoot, we talking
I
about Christmas. I
It's a
think
Wonderful Life.
that's wild. That's wild.
I have to watch It's a Wonderful Life. It's a black and white movie.
I'm gonna
But they
watch it.
say it's good and has a lesson, and I need to learn a lesson this
What's the
year.
lesson? Racism? Because it's always racism.
No, I think it's like about death.
Like
Like,
dealing with grief or
I
something.
think so.
Oh, okay. That's cute. Oh, that's cute for the holidays, because a lot of people, yeah, that's really cute for the holidays.
That I'm gonna watch it, but fuck that. Ready, shit don't make sense.
My God, you get on my nerves. I really
All
have an
up.
unpopular opinion. I don't know why I wrote this down as an unpopular opinion, but I'm gonna say
What you
it.
got?
Okay, it's time for unpopular opinion. With JoJo. Okay, so, and get it, shawty, when Lloyd said, all I really want is for you to back it up, go on and put your weight on it, because it's all right. Okay, that right there told me everything I needed to know, that he likes his woman thick with a capital Qua. Okay. And I'm here to say that Tamika is 1000% available for you, and just call her at 513-555. What's the rest of your number?
What?
What's What's the rest of your number? Let me look it up.
It's an unpopular opinion.
Let me look it up.
That
513.
is
Oh no, 513-888.
Lloyd, hey, this is so funny. don't know how you put
The
the two
lyrics.
together.
I was listening to the lyrics for the first time ever because I wasn't singing those words. And I was like, oh, Lord,
Those words, I might have been singing those words,
he
but
like
just
a pig.
never thought about it.
He
What was the
said,
unpopular opinion? Because that sound like facts. That sound like his opinion, and he liked it.
most people might not think he liked big women. But
Look,
I
go
feel
back.
like,
I was in the video.
look, first of all, you were a child. Don't put that on him. Okay? He is not Marquise Houston. Ooh. And on that note, we gotta go. Because I'm trying to be in a Chris Stokes movie.
Oh my gosh. Wait, okay, wait, real quick. He commented on somebody's picture recently.
Oh, I saw that. It was like some guy or something.
It was a
Oh,
celebrity. Things I don't remember at the time.
ooh, I know what you're talking about,
But it
though.
was flirty.
Well, you remember what Raz B said? You know what? Now that I think about it, why aren't those two canceled? They just out here living their best Tubi lives as producer, executive producer, actor, director.
Who?
Chris Stokes and Marquise Houston, because his name ain't Marquise.
Oh.
His name is Marquise.
Because he play it low. He ain't out here all like that. Look. He's like, I got what I got. I'm happy with it. We content. I'm not about to be out here like showboating.
But
Chris
Chris.
also ain't out here doing interviews and showboating. He might be working on movies, but that's it.
You right. Maybe I don't want to be in a movie with them.
If you're controversial, shut the fuck up.
Honestly, we're in a world to where you can do something today, and if you shut up, people will forget about it tomorrow. I'm not saying that's the right thing to
Act
do.
like it didn't happen, be delusional, because it's a lot. I ain't gonna say that because I gotta go to work, but it's a lot of people. Just period, not just in the industry. It's a lot of people, period, that be doing some low down, dirty ass shit.
For sure. There's no integrity anymore.
And
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna end the pod with this because I saw a clip that really said a lot, and this was about the entertainment industry and how you move in it. And that goes to my point to where I said there's no integrity anymore. Integrity is so much more than what you put out on social media. It's like you can do a repost about what's going on, but what exactly are you doing behind the scenes? And a lot of people, they're always talking about like, if you're silent, then X, Y, and Z. No, sometimes silence is the best option. We see all the time that people put their foot in their mouths, and a lot of the time they could be saying something on the right side of things, but if people don't agree with you, it's deemed as wrong. So what should you have done? Shut up. So I say all that to say, there was a clip of I forget her name. I think it's Felicia Pride. Yeah, I think it was Felicia Pride who said this, and excuse me if I got this wrong, but she was saying, your career in this industry will often go slow when you're moving with integrity, when you're in an industry that doesn't have a set of rules. And that makes so much sense to me because I feel like growing up, there was like an unspoken set of rules, but nobody can really tell you where the rules came from. They all came from power.
Yeah.
These are the rules because I said so. And people often excel quickly when they don't have integrity. That's not to say that they're a bad person. That's just to say that they're willing to do some stuff that other people aren't willing to do. And I say all that to say, baby, shout out to us because we're moving with integrity because we move
Listen.
real slow.
But we can move faster with brand deals. So
Yeah, we can.
give a shout out to our brand sponsors.
Oh, I forgot. 'Cause where y'all at? is way hot.
We don't have them yet, but inbox us. JoJo will
We
respond.
also have a media kit.
A professional.
Yes. Her.
Yes, so
All right.
we love that.
So, with that, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Are We
Canceled
Canceled?
yet?
See you next time. Where is the stop recording button?
You
Here
can never
it is.
find it.
I
You can never
know.
find
I'm going to
it
be a little bit
until
more
the end of the show.
user friendly.
If you want some
All right,
more.
found it. Bye.